Hello and welcome back to Here Come the Sun, a weekly Connecticut Sun podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gothier, and I'm recording late in the evening on Sunday, July 7th. I was actually at the Sun game today at Mohegan, the 1 o'clock game against the Atlanta Dream with my dad for his 50th birthday. Happy birthday, Dad. And after cheering my head off there and the back and forth trip from Boston, and then rather mistakenly going to play some basketball with my dad and my brother after the game, I am beat. But I'm bringing the energy tonight because we've got some great things to talk about from this week. The Sun are on a 3-game win streak with wins over Phoenix, Minnesota, and Atlanta. We've also got the All-Star selections to talk about and then a look ahead at next week. Okay, so on Monday, July 1st, the Sun win 83-72 over the Phoenix Mercury. And you know what's crazy is looking back at the score, this game was obviously closer than I ever actually felt it was. You know, to me, the Sun looked really, really good in this game. The defense was locked in. You know, as soon as the game was over, I wrote down that the Sun are back, that this was the Sun that we were seeing at the beginning of the season, and it really felt like that. You know, the defense was locked in. Phoenix didn't score a field goal in the last 6 minutes of the game, which is just insanity, especially for a team with Brittany Griner and the way that she was playing throughout the first half and the first three quarters, really, of this game, to then hold her to not be able to score at all in the latter part of that game when you're closing it out in the last 6 minutes was just absolutely incredible to watch. The ball movement looked really good to me. Rebounding was also huge. The Sun had 37 rebounds. Phoenix only had 18 in the game. And again, with Brittany Griner, with the size that she brings to that Phoenix Mercury team, it's just like hats off to this Sun team for being able to get out there and get into the paint and make a difference in this game. And once again, Dejanay Carrington looked absolutely incredible in this game, making winning plays. And another player to talk about, you know, we had the interview with Noah Dalzell last week talking about Veronica Burton. And this was a game where Veronica showed up. She looked great in this game. Brendan Glasheen on the NBC Sports Boston broadcast said, quote, "Burton is a make something happen kind of player." And he went on and said that Burton has found herself a home in Connecticut. And I think that that's true. It's also what Noah was saying last week. And I'm just so stoked about the way that Burton has been playing on this team. And speaking of, on Thursday, July 4th, the Sun won 78-73 over the Lynx, and Veronica Burton was in the starting lineup for the first time with the Sun, with Ty Harris out with an illness. She ended the game with 9 points, 3 assists, and a game-high 4 steals, playing 29 minutes, which is a really big deal. You know, she had not been playing those kinds of minutes. You know, she went after she was waived and came over to Connecticut. She, you know, has been finding her fit with this team, and then last week into this week, my goodness, has she been performing, and it's been really, really exciting to see her stepping into this role. Emily Adams from the Hartford Current spoke to head coach Stephanie White and talking about Burton in a piece that she wrote, and head coach White said that there was a lot riding on Burton in this game, but she did an outstanding job, and I could not agree more. But I think, you know, as important as Burton's performance was, the headline from this game, once again, is that Alyssa Thomas is the triple-double queen. It's genuinely insane how often, you know, we see Alyssa Thomas is on triple-double watch on Twitter, or we hear in the broadcast, oh, Alyssa Thomas getting close to that triple-double, and then she did it again tonight with 13 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. I missed the last rebound. It happened right at the buzzer. But so excited that Alyssa Thomas gets to get another one of these. She seemed excited about it after the game, talking about the importance of, you know, how it felt to get that triple-double. And it's just another reason why I'm so excited to see her playing for Team USA and seeing what she can bring in her first time at the Olympics. So, yeah, hats off, as always, to Alyssa Thomas. And then today, Sunday, July 7th, Dream 67, Sun 80. The Sun came back with a vengeance in this revenge game today. Ahead of the game, Coach White said the Sun didn't play like themselves in their last game against Atlanta and that they needed to get back to what they do best in this game. And I mean, they surely did that. I mean, look, I'm gonna be honest. I was at this game with my dad, like I said, and so I was in full fan mode, not podcast host mode. I did not have my notebook out taking notes. I was cheering. I was geeking out about getting my Breonna Jones bobblehead. I was enjoying the violin player at halftime. The halftime performer was a hip-hop violinist who was doing covers of a bunch of popular songs, like playing violin. It was a lot of fun. I've seen a handful of videos on Twitter. I know that Emily Adams on Twitter tweeted out a video of his performance of Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. So definitely head over there and check that out. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, my brief notes on this game really was just like the beginning was ugly. You know, it was the offense, honestly, for both teams was not the most fun to watch. At the beginning of the second quarter, there were like 4 full minutes with no points scored until Breezy came in to clean that up with a quick layup. But honestly, thank God to the reporters who do such a good job reporting on this team. Emily Adams' report in the Hartford Current was really great in terms of helping me fill in on kind of the big picture from this game. Early this week, Tina Charles became the number 3 all-time scorer in WNBA history. Obviously, we have number 5, currently number 5, on our team, DeWanna Bonner. But Breonna Jones looked great playing defense against her. You know, there were moments where Charles was able to go up shoot above Breonna Jones. She had that height advantage. She had the reach advantage. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, with players like that who are these elite all-time scorers, it's more about limiting them and less about completely shutting them off. It was the same thing with playing against Griner earlier in the week. And so in this game, it was huge that Jones was able to limit Tina Charles to a normal person style performance while also getting her own buckets in this game and, you know, really showing how well she's playing coming back from that injury from last season. It almost feels weird to say coming back from the injury now because it's, you know, we're about halfway through the season, but at the same time, it's like, it was a massive, massive injury, that Achilles injury. And so to be able to come back and get right back into that level that she's at has been incredible to watch. Again, when it comes to this game, honestly, I was just there having a good time, enjoying watching the Sun play an incredible game. They ended up with a huge lead in this one. We got to see a bunch of the bench late in the game, which was a lot of fun. I loved seeing Nelson Adota getting, some extra run there. I liked seeing Rachel Banham out there. And so truly for this game, if you want some real reporting, head over to the Hartford Current. This is not an ad, but head over to the Hartford Current and read Emily Adams' reporting from today's game because it was great and gives you the highlights you need. But in terms of big pictures from these 3 games, you know, first of all, 3-game win streak, right? Riding that course, getting back into the top spot. They're now tied for the number 1 spot in the East. In the standings, which is huge. They got a big win over the Lynx, who just won the Commissioner's Cup, the in-season tournament for the WNBA. The Minnesota Lynx just beat the New York Liberty for that. And so it's a sign that the Sun are a legitimate contender, that they're, you know, winning against the Lynx so quickly after. And they also had 2 decisive wins over Phoenix and Atlanta, especially the latter being important because, you know, they had that loss against them during their losing skid last week. But, you know, these big wins and the, you know, relatively normal closer game win against the Lynx show that the Sun are getting it done not just against opponents that they've been dominating or opponents that they're expected to beat like this, but also against a tough team like Minnesota. In terms of personnel, you know, I think everyone's saying it now. I'm not going to be the first one. I'm probably going to be the last one to say that Veronica Burton has arrived. She is looking incredible with this team, and I just can't wait to keep seeing what she's going to keep bringing to this team. Dejanay Carrington just is still killing it as a starter and bringing that defensive intensity that this team really needs from that spot. And and taking on the toughest assignments, you know, against these star point guards over and over again, and then continuing to create her own offense and creating offense for her teammates is huge. Alyssa Thomas is looking back to normal this week. I was starting to get worried about, you know, last week and in previous weeks, we were seeing Alyssa Thomas show up on the injury report as probable for games with an ankle injury. And then she's dropped off that report, but her numbers weren't looking the same. She maybe wasn't moving the same, you know, from like the fan's eye like mine. And so I was starting to get worried. And in these past few games, it looks like, you know, Alyssa Thomas is right back. Yes, she had more turnovers than we would have wanted in a couple of the games this week. But also that's kind of what comes with being the person who is running the offense, especially in that kind of point forward position. Like, sometimes you make an incredible pass and it slips through someone's hands. Sometimes, you know, you're looking for a pass that just wasn't there quite yet. But in terms of the passes that she is making, creating her own offense, opening up space for others, I think Alyssa Thomas has just been incredible this past week, and it's great to see her back to herself. Also, my God, DaJuana Bonner is back to scoring in the way that we are used to seeing. She is a combined 20 of 39 from the field in the past three games. She's also 10 of 21 from three. And that includes her not having a great game in terms of her shot efficiency against the Mercury. And so, you know, three games isn't long enough to say that she's officially back, but I'm going to say that I'm counting on her to be officially back, especially heading into this next week. The other thing, a quick note of something that I've noticed a few times for Breonna Jones. I've noticed that she is staying kind of close to the dunker spot. She's kind of hanging out there, especially during drives from Alyssa Thomas. And then she's creating this spacing in that way because she's able to knock down the mid-range from there. So I saw it once tonight against Atlanta, and I'm sure that I saw it at least once against Phoenix as well, where Alyssa Thomas drives into the paint and then is able to dump the pass off to Breonna Jones once the defender guarding Breezy comes in to try and help to stop Alyssa Thomas. And on those plays, Breezy's getting a wide-open mid-range shot that she just keeps knocking down. And so I think that's going to be an interesting wrinkle in terms of creating space where if you have Breezy on the weak side, creating that little bit of space with a passer of Alyssa Thomas's ability, that help defender is either going to not help because they see that there's a pass there, or they're going to help and it's going to lead to a wide open bucket that's going to lead to a little bit of more space on that side where, you know, maybe you're seeing a slightly more open lanes for Alyssa Thomas or even Dejanay Carrington crashing in because Breezy's creating that little bit of extra space by being just a little bit away from the basket in that spot where she's taking those mid-range shots. So definitely keep an eye out for that. I've been enjoying seeing that. And my last big picture takeaway from these past three games is that, you know, opposing fans have been really quick to write off the Sun as frauds. You know, I'm seeing it all over Twitter. And this is what I get for being on there so much lately. But yeah, it's like, people are happy to write the Sun off as fraud, saying that they, you know, they're only beating the bad teams at the beginning of the season. They're going to come back down to earth. They looked legit again this week. They looked just like that team that we saw at the beginning of the season. And I think they're poised to prove it against the Liberty on Wednesday and in the next few games leading up to the All-Star break. Speaking of the All-Star break, dreams really do come true. We are going to get to see Alyssa Thomas versus DaJuana Bonner, the power couple we know and love, matched up against each other for the WNBA All-Stars versus Team USA game during the All-Star break. And it's just, it's incredible. And obviously there's been so much said about this. You know, last week's episode, we linked to a CBS Sports story about them playing against each other. And there've been a ton of questions asked them during their post-game press conferences since the All-Star selections came out. But, you know, it's going to be so much fun. It's so much fun watching teammates play against each other in an All-Star game. I'm a Celtics fan. I got to see that with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum earlier this season. And it's going to be the same. The energy is going to be electric. I think the only thing that's different is that, like, these games with the All-Stars versus Team USA as kind of a precursor to the Olympics and to the Olympic break, these are competitive. I think these are way more competitive than the NBA All-Star Games, which are kind of mostly for fun. And even so, you know, obviously no one's trying to get hurt ahead of the Olympics. No one's trying to get hurt mid-season. It's not going to be, you know, a full-on regular season game with these All-Stars, but, you know, there's some bragging rights on the line. Dewana Bonner's definitely talked about that. And so I'm excited to see this matchup. I'm excited to see this game. It's also just such a testament to Dewana Bonner that in her 15th year, you know, she's still making this All-Star team, still making a massive difference for her team. And obviously for Alyssa Thomas to be able to get the recognition of being selected for the Team USA, I'm just so proud of the both of them. And I think it's a huge bump for Connecticut Sun as a team and as a fandom. You know, we get to cheer on three of our stars in this game. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, three of our stars, because Breonna Jones was also selected as an All-Star. And what's funny is I kept seeing fans online saying that they were worried that Breezy wasn't going to get the selection because there wasn't enough chatter. And I'm just so glad that she did. You know, in a season where she's been on a minutes restriction and coming back from that Achilles injury, she's just looking like herself all over again. And in a piece that she wrote for The Next, Noah Dalzell talked about Breonna Jones's, you know, comeback season here. And she said that for the year, Breonna Jones is averaging 12.9 points and 5 rebounds on 54% shooting. And while those are slightly below her numbers from last season by a couple points here and a couple of percentages on the shooting, a lot of that can be attributed to the minutes restriction, right? Like, that's such a huge deal. The fact that, you know, she is putting up similar, if not the same numbers, showing that efficiency. It's just a huge deal to see Breezy really bounce back from that injury. And I can't wait to see her at that All-Star game. I've got my Breonna Jones bobblehead ready to have next to me while I'm watching the All-Star game, which was the, I guess I didn't reference this earlier, or I didn't clear this up earlier, but that was the giveaway for today's game giveaway was a Breonna Jones bobblehead. So I'm sure folks are seeing those online already, and I'm sure a lot of you were at the game and tried to get there and get one. Massive shout out to the fan sitting behind me who was able to get a handful on the way in with his family and was kind enough to pass one to us since we were a little late getting to the arena and wouldn't have otherwise gone home with one. So thank you for that. Last thing in the All-Stars is a lot of people are asking online, was Dejanay Carrington snubbed? I'm not sure that I'd say she was snubbed. I am sad not to see her make the team. I mean, she's having an incredible season so far. But that said, if she continues playing like she has been this season, you know, she looks like someone who's definitely in the running for most improved player this year. And someone who, you know, will likely be in many, many All-Star games to come between her, you know, her ability to guard the most impressive guards, to guard those All-Star guards in the regular season, and then also to create her own offense and boost her own offense so much this season. I'm sad she didn't make the team. I think that, you know, this is just the beginning of her time, and that Dejanay Carrington's a young player who is going to be on many, many All-Star rosters to come. All right, now let's take a quick look at the week ahead of us. The Sun are currently tied with the New York Liberty for first place in the Eastern Conference, and they are playing against each other on Wednesday at 11 a.m. for some reason on NBC Sports Boston. You know, the Sun are on a 3-game winning streak. The Liberty just lost to the Fever in Indiana, and a win would put them into first place, heading into another matchup with the Mercury, who they've beaten twice so far this season, and then one more game against the Liberty before going into that All-Star break, Olympic break. And, you know, I think that momentum would be huge. I think it would be great. And so here's hoping that they get that done, get the win against New York Liberty, who have kind of been their white whale, you know, the past few seasons. And every game that you see the Sun playing so well, it always comes up on the broadcast, you know, oh, if only they could beat the Liberty, if only they could beat the Aces. And so I think this is a good spot for a, you know, a big test for this Sun team to be able to show the improvement they're making and to show that they are a real contender this season. So I'm excited for that game and excited that they get the makeup game or the prove it game shortly after that coming in the following week. The other game this week is the Sun are going to host the Mercury on Sunday at 1 p.m., and that will be on national TV on ABC. All right, in closing, I want to just say, as always, the thing we always have to say on podcasts, right? I want to ask to make sure that you are subscribed to the show wherever you get podcasts, including on YouTube. And if you are on Apple Podcasts, please leave the show a review. It really does help other Sun fans find the show. Thank you to Arlene and Abby, who left really, really sweet reviews. I do read all of the reviews everyone leaves. So, please keep doing that. I'm going to take all the advice I see in there and try and bring it onto the show. So thank you. Also, I want to hear from you. So make sure to connect with us on social media at CTSunPod on all platforms. And you can email us at ctsunpod@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail so that you can hear your voice on the show. Call us at 617-903-7683. As a quick production note, in putting together this episode, I leaned heavily on reporting by Emily Adams of the Hartford Courant, Noah Delzell of The Next, and the broadcast team at NBC Sports Boston. I link to Emily and Noah's work in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you all next week here on Here Come the Sun.